我哋今日阅读嘅经文系喺马太福音十八章一至十四节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 14.
我哋先用中文，用启应嘅方式，之后用英文嚟读。
We will first read this responsively, first in Chinese and then in English.
当时门徒进前来问耶稣说：天国里谁是最大的？说：我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，绝不能进天国。因为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。这世界又和了，因为将人绊倒，绊倒人的事是明白了的，但那绊倒人的事又和了。倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它拔出来丢掉。你只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱的火里。一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这九十九只，往山里去找那只迷路的羊么？我一同到十四节，一同读。你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子女失丧一个。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he said, "I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven."And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. What sorrow awaits the world because it tempts people to sin. Temptations are inevitable.But what sorrow awaits that person who does the tempting? And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better to enter eternal life with only one eye than to have two eyes.And be thrown into the fire of hell. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost?Let's read verse 14 together. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish.
现在有小朋友，有六个楼下有儿童的崇拜。
The children may be now dismissed for children's worship.
今天又程牧師在中間講這個道，這個道的主題就是真正偉大。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message is True Greatness.
The question from the text that's before us is, what is true greatness?
那么问题就说,什么叫真正的伟大呢?
Jesus addresses that question here in Matthew 18.
那么耶稣基督在马太福音第18章去讲了这件事。
How do you measure human worth, human greatness?
怎么去量度究竟一个人是有多伟大呢?
Now that question appears in the context of Matthew chapter 18, and chapter 18 describes life in the community of followers of Jesus Christ.
咁第二句想讲到就话喺一个嘅基督徒嘅群体里边，个嘅系点样样嘅生活咧？
And I hope you noticed as we read the text together that Jesus uses an analogy, he uses an example, an illustration, as he brings out this little child before the crowd. And he uses this unconventional example. Remember, this is first century Palestine. Jesus uses unconventional example to get his point across to his followers.
咁我講返就話喺第一個世紀，一個好唔尋常所用嘅例子。
What is status? What is importance according to Jesus?
咁對於耶穌基督嚟講，乜嘢嘢只係最重要呢?
Jesus wasn't alluding to any supposedly childish qualities.
佢唔係講到話一啲好幼稚嘅一個嘅行為或者表現。
You know, parents especially know from experience that their little children indulge in foolish fears.
咁有細路哥嘅父母知道，有時細路仔可以點樣樣嘅幼稚。
All of us know little children are easily duped, deceived.
好多時候好容易會發生。
Little children do not persevere.
佢哋可能好少嘅嘢都唔可能去忍耐忍受。
They cry, they complain easily.
好容易去喊去投訴。
And you don't have to be a parent to know. We all know about the many childish behaviors of little children.
亦都好多時好清楚睇到細嘅細路哥會做好多好傻嘅事。
Jesus here is referring to what? The status of the child.
咁但係呢度耶穌基督所講到嘅係一個細路仔佢喺社會上面嘅地位。
And in Jesus' day, again, it's quite a contrast to modern day America, the status of the child is at the bottom. Bottom, lower bottom at the pecking order of society.
咁同今日喺美國好唔同，喺當時細路仔佢哋嘅地位，喺社會嘅地位好低。
Remember, quite a contrast to modern day America. Modern America, Disney World, amusement parks, right? The child on my shoulders, right? It's the child's world.
咁但係美國今日唔同啦，你睇到迪士尼樂園，好多嘅遊樂場都係為到細路仔而去設計。
But to understand the text, you have to go back to the first century. In Jesus' day, in a traditional culture, children are the lowest in society.
咁但係喺第一世紀一個猶太人嘅社會裏邊，細路仔嘅地位係最低微。
And to accept this lowest rank, this humility according to Jesus, is to be great.
但而佢就話你去接受到好似一個細路仔裏邊咁嘅地位。
To treat the least prominent in society as the most important echoes the attitude of the Christ.
佢講到就話將喺當時社會上邊最低微嘅人，而反正當佢哋好似係好重要咁樣去對待佢哋。
You see that clearly in verse 5. Teddy, if you don't mind, could shine up verse 5 for us again? And anyone who welcomes a little child like this, again, low status, on my behalf, is welcoming me.
在第五節他說，凡為我的名接待一個像這小孩子的，就是接待我。
You don't have to be a human being for long to know such an attitude is not natural to us.
你啊，好清楚知道呢樣嘢對於我嚟講，唔係一件隨便會發生嘅事。
It involves a radical change, literally a turnaround, a conversion experience.
係同我哋平時嘅經歷嚇係一個完全嘅倒轉。
And this is very important because humility is the source.Of a right relationship with God, vertically with God, and with each other.
佢講到兩嘢就話，唔單止喺橫面上邊人同人嘅關係，亦都一個直線垂直線嘅上邊人同埋神嘅關係，就需要到一個人嘅一個嘅謙卑。
And that's what our Lord Jesus is teaching here in this very familiar text to many of you.
就喺呢個經文裏邊，佢咁樣講。
And Jesus unfolds his narrative story, his truth, with this little child, this illustration.
他就用这样去将这个故事介绍出来。
And it's a counterintuitive analogy.
用来做一个的比喻去解释给我们看。
Teddy slide 2, true greatness is the person who takes the lowest position.
一個真正的有一個人去偉大的時候，又話到佢願意去攞一個好低微的身份。
Mark 9:35 is up there in the English Standard Version. Jesus says, "And he sat down and called the 12, his disciples, right, his followers, and he said to them, 'If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all.'"
在马可福音第九章三五节，他这样说，若有人愿意作首先的，他必作众人末后的，作众人的用人。
You see, little children know their needs.
小孩子很清楚知道他需要什么东西。
And they don't worry about the status.
他们不会担心到，不会想到什么叫人的地位，这样东
西。Right? Parents, you know this. Little children depend on their parents, right? Feed me!Dress me, show me.
小孩子需要呢个大人啊，俾嘢我食啊，俾衫我着，俾我需要嘅嘢我。
And they say with a wholehearted expectation to their parents, right? Mom and dad are going to meet my needs.
佢话爸爸妈妈吓，你就要俾我需要嘅嘢我。
And likewise,
同样
followers of Jesus must know their needs and cry to their heavenly Father.
同樣基督徒亦都應該好清楚知道自己有咩嘅需要，然後向我哋嘅天父去呼喊去要求。
And if you ever done that, that is a humbling act.
當你咁樣做嘅時候，就是、你自己去自卑去向神作呢個要求。
You know that you're a human being.
你同我都係人，你都知道有咁嘅經歷。
It's hard to humble yourself.Enough to admit your need, your need for God's redemption in your life every day.
但是当你自己要去自卑向神去要求得到你的救恩，其实对于很多人来讲都是一个很大的侮辱。
You even see this in senior citizens. They get angry at you, right? Like my mom, she gets angry if she can't do anything, right? Can't do something, right? Because to acknowledge you can't do something is what? Humbling.
就好似我媽媽咁，佢年紀好大，佢要去我去幫佢做一啲嘢嘅時候，佢會好掹掙、好憤怒，因為佢覺得我要求你去幫我做完一樣嘢係好難嘅。
And you see why Jesus is bringing this up? Because what happened in verse 1? The disciples are gathering, right? Who's the greatest in the kingdom, Jesus? Who? Tell us, who is the greatest?
耶稣为什么要说这番话呢？就是我们看第一节的时候，在他们门徒在吵着，他说天国里谁是最大的。
We should seek God's unmerited love with childlike simplicity.
他好像好像小孩子那样，他就说你要好像小孩子那么单纯去寻求神。
Notice I said childlike, not childish.
他说你好像一个小孩子那样的天真，不是说好像小孩子那么傻那么幼稚。
Because we lead with our need for redemption, for restoration, for renewal in our lives, not with our merit.
唔係因為在於我哋做過啲咩事，而係我哋自己去求神去將呢啲嘢俾過我哋。
And so as Matthew 18 unfolds before us, verses 1 to 14 declares that Jesus notices, he welcomes, he loves all who come to him with this childlike humility.
佢話對我哋好似呢個兒童嘅純真嚟到神嘅面前去作咁嘅要求。
And then he gets to the business of hortatory, exhorting, urging us, right, in the latter part.
然後跟住喺後半節，佢就去提醒我哋，去勸勉我哋，去激勵我哋。
And that urging can be summarized like this: If he, Jesus, cares for these little ones, then so should we.
如果耶穌基督連呢一個喺社會裏邊最低最細嗰個都關心嘅時候，我哋每一個人對於彼此都係一樣。
To see what Jesus is doing here, the gospel instills a humility that teaches us to not despise anyone, but to grant people honor, even the lowest in society.
因為呢個福音俾到我哋每一個人有一個謙卑嘅時候，我哋就唔會睇低喺我之中裏邊每一個人。
Show respect, show justice, show mercy to all.
對每一個人，我哋對佢哋有憐憫，對佢哋有公義。
And Jesus singles out the treatment of children as a test of your love.
他揀了這個兒童作為給我們一個的使命去達成，去做到這件事。
And he harps on the point, if you want to be great in the kingdom, be humble as a child, welcome a child, lead a child to the Lord God.
他說如果你想做到的時候，你就好像要回到一個兒童的純真去這樣做到。
What a contrast, right? In a society, children, you know, have their place. You're over here. We're adults over here. We're at this table. You're over there.
正如好多時候食飯嚇，大人嚇自己坐圍台啊，將啲細路仔擁埋一邊喺另一圍台一樣。
Now, of course, children have a total lack of grasp of social status, right?
我頭先講到話，細路仔對於社會地位呢樣嘢，佢哋完全唔在意。
Children, little children, have no concept of who's high, who's low, who's important, who isn't important.
有時一啲細嘅細路哥對於社會上邊邊人嘅地位高，邊人嘅地位低佢哋未必咁在意。
They could care less if you're Bill Gates.
他們可能如果你就算你是這個標記，他們都覺得在他面前，那又怎樣呢？
Children do not have the same sense of dignity as adults have.
也都不是好像在怎樣去看尊嚴這件事，小孩子也都看得不同。
And that's why children will do things no adults ever will stoop to do.
可能他做一些事，一些大人覺得那麼蠢，那麼傻，但小孩子都會這樣做。
Jesus says, in my kingdom, true greatness is someone who is willing.To be humble.
但耶穌基督話過，喺我天國裏邊，邊一個人願意去自卑自謙呢？
To take the lowest place to be a servant of all.
佢話喺呢個攞到呢個最低微嘅身份去服侍其他人。
And Jesus not only talks about receiving and welcoming a child. Later on, he starts about what? Talking receive. Did you see the transition?Then he talks. He starts to change and says, "Children to little ones." Why? Why does he do that?
你亦都睇到嚇呢個嘅經文嘅轉折，本來講到細路仔嚇，講到咧話小子嚇一個好細好低微嘅人。
Slide three. The passage again has a logical progression here. First, Jesus's disciples must become like humble children to enter.Into the kingdom.
第一，佢講到就話你要變成小孩子嘅樣式然後進入呢個天國。
But secondly,
跟住
，and just as important, those who receive, and notice he uses the word little one now. He changes that phrase from child to little one have because he belongs to Jesus. In effect, received Jesus.
又跟住講到話，佢由呢個細路仔叫到呢個嘅小子。
Maybe Teddy, if you go.Sorry, you go back to verse 5. Shine up verse 5 so you can see it here. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
第五節他說凡為我的名接待一個像這小孩子的就是接待我
Slide 4. Here a little one includes both physical children and spiritual children.
当你讲到话像这小孩子嘅时候，可以讲到话系一个真正一个细路哥，亦都可以讲到一个好似细路哥吓咁低微嘅。
You know who the spiritual children are? The new followers of Jesus, those who just came to faith.
咩叫做喺灵里边嘅细路哥？就系嗰啲啱啱初信主嘅人。
You see, if someone rejects a little one, there's a warning here.If you cause one of these little ones to stumble, you will face God's wrath.
佢亦都讲到话，如果你令到一个初信一个小孩子佢跌倒嘅时候，佢话你会面对一个神嘅愤怒。
And of course, the analogy is if this wrath is so great that drowning is preferable.
佢话好似咧将一个大石绑喺人嘅颈上边，令佢跌落深海。
You can slide up verse 6 again. But if anyone causes one of these little ones, again the word little ones, he changes that phrase to little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
我留意到喺呢第六节里边，佢唔再用小孩子转成一个小子。佢话要凡使者信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石在野人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
He goes on in verse 7, and then he explains it's inevitable that temptations and troubles are going to strike God's children.
佢都讲到喺第七节话，这个世界上面嘅引诱困难会去影响跟随佢嘅人。
In fact, he says it will happen in verse 7. He says they stumble. Such things must come. He says.
佢话呢啲事一定会发生，令到佢哋绊倒。
Right, because there's temptation all around us.
因为喺我哋嘅身边有好多嘅引诱。
But the fact that something will make them stumble is no excuse.
但令到佢哋跌倒呢一个样嘢系无藉口嘅。
Because Jesus warns us, woe, he says, in the King James, woe to the man through whom they, that is the offenses of the children, come.
咁喺第七节，佢一次又一次话这个世界有祸了将困难将来会嚟到。
Whoever causes God's children to stumble is culpable.Blameworthy.
有边一个人令到其他人跌倒，令到一个初信人跌倒嘅人，呢个人有祸了。
And this is just not here in this text that this truth appears. The Bible often teaches the importance of nurturing, leading, teaching young believers.
喺圣经里边一次又一次提醒我哋要对于喺我身边一啲初信嘅人，我哋要帮助佢去栽培佢，去培育佢喺灵里边嘅成长。
And personally, I think the best way for that to happen is in a small group of Christians being accountable to one another.
咁一个好嘅方法就话我哋有呢个小组用呢个小组帮助大家嘅成长。
You have to be accountable to one another.
我哋彼此对大家去负责任。
But Jesus doesn't say this so that, you know, so we can be critical of those who don't help or those who hinder physical or spiritual children.
咁但系如果你去阻碍到一个细路哥一个初信嘅成长，圣经话，咁你有祸了。
As we've read in verses 8 and 9, Jesus.Would have us deal radically with our own sin first.
咁喺第九节话，如果系咁样嘅时候，神会去对付，对付你所做，会先去对付你自己所做错嘅嘢。
Again, he clearly said it's better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet.And be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eyes cause you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the fire of hell.
他说你缺一只手或是一只脚进入永生，强如有两手两脚被丢在永火里。你若只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱的火里。
Jesus says if.A hand or a foot or an eye causes the sin, you should cut it off, throw it away.
他说如果你的手你的眼令到你跌倒的时候，倒不如去斩了出来，好使你可以入到永生。
He says it's better to enter life maimed than to enter hell whole.
佢話寧願你只有一隻手一隻腳嚇咁樣樣長喺度，你可以進入神嘅永生。
Now, if you've been with us over the last couple of months, looking at Matthew, some parts of Matthew, you'll notice that this Jesus said this before in Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 29 and 30, he says almost similar wording here.
咁啊，喺呢個馬太福音嘅第五章嚇，亦都曾經咁樣講過。
And in both cases, Jesus shows that we should not take the command literally.
咁我哋唔係話啊，就喺啊文字上邊去咁樣睇呢一個經文。
Because obviously you could sin with one eye, right? Just as good as two.
你就算冇咗一隻眼嚇，你都可以繼續嘅去犯罪。
But do you get his point?
佢嘅真正嘅意思係咩咧？
His point is it's better if you have to suffer bodily pain now in the present than to suffer spiritual pain for eternity.
佢話我寧願你喺身體上邊有呢個痛楚，好過喺屬靈上邊你不斷嘅係受痛苦。
And of course, gouging out somebody's eye is revolting.
佢話當然你去啊將人哋嘅眼去挖出嚟係一件好痛苦嘅事。
But Jesus used that imagery because sin is revolting to him.
因為你諗下就話當對於神來講，罪亦都係一樣會啊得罪嘢，得罪神，去惹起神啊啊不滿嘅一樣嘢。
Right, you and I as human beings, none of us want to hurt ourselves, right? No one wants. Everybody's going to recoil, right? When you think about maiming yourself.
冇人話啊，自己會去啊，自己去虐待自己。
But Jesus used that to get our attention. He uses a stark contrast.
佢去咁樣講，去令你啊吸引你嘅注意力。
He says, even though you recoil at maiming is better.
佢話寧
eternal death.
佢話寧願你自己黑待己身，好過你喺永恆裏邊受痛苦。
If your eye leads to sin, you should strive to act as if you had no eye.
佢話如果你嘅眼令到你去犯罪嘅時候，你倒不如嚇。唔好咁樣用隻眼去令你犯罪。
Right, refuse to continue to gaze or to look at the object.
唔好去啊，將你嘅注目放喺一啲嘢嘅身上。
And then he uses the hand, right? If the hand tempts us to sin, we should what? Act as if we had no hand.
如果我隻手令到我犯罪嘅時候，倒不如去盡量令到唔好用你嘅手令你進入犯罪嘅裏邊。
Refuse to touch what tempts you.
唔好去掂任何令到你犯罪嘅事。
And then Jesus has something much more, as he says here again in Matthew 18. He said this before in Matthew 5 as well.
喺馬太福音第十八章講嘅嘢，喺馬太福音嘅第五章亦都同樣講咗出嚟。
But here's the more. Here's the added thing in the context of Matthew 18.
咁但係喺第啊馬太福音十八章裏邊，佢多咗一啲嘢出嚟。
He says you must never use your hand, foot, eye, mouth, whatever, to lead a little child or a young disciple of Jesus Christ to sin.
但佢最緊要就話，你唔好用你隻眼，用你嘅手，令到喺你身邊嘅一個人犯罪。
That's why it's so important if you're a parent to attend to your the spiritual health of your children. Attend to it.
所以作為父母，我哋要去好關心、留意我哋兒女喺屬靈上嘅長進。
You must read and pray with them.
你要同佢一齊去讀經，同佢一齊去祈禱。
You should study the scriptures together with your little children.
同你嘅兒女一齊去睇聖經。
One suggestion, many of you are already doing this, is.If you want something high tech, go get the New City Catechism app.
我哋有一樣叫新世紀嘅信仰問答啊，好適合啊，你可以喺全家一齊去睇。
It's put out by the Gospel Coalition. It's a 52-week question and answer catechism to teach your children about the basics of the faith.
是一年五十二个礼拜，有一个福音的群体去啊，为你去准备，可以一起去看，一起去啊，去答这个的问题。
And if your children is dazzled by an iPad or a phone, a smartphone, then you can use the app and use that to teach them the basics of the faith.
如果你的兒女很喜歡用這個電子的任何的用具的時候，或者也可以用這些電子的用具去幫助他們屬靈的成長。
Because what you believe, you've got to pass on.
你所識的福音的知識，要將它去傳落去下一代。
Yes, study what your children need. They need spiritual health.
你究竟知不知道你的兒女需要什麼呢? 你有沒有幫助你兒女屬靈上的成長呢?
They need instruction from you, parent.
他需要你作為父母的去教導他們。
And they need your example.
亦更加重要的，你有沒有做好一個榜樣給他們呢?
Just a couple of illustrations to bring the point home. If you eat too many sweets, or you like fatty pork and you eat too much of it, what happens?
你喜歡吃肥豬肉，你喜歡吃糖，吃很多甜品的，有什麼事呢?
Right, according to the health experts, your health won't last.
那你呢，很快都不行了。And
if you do that with little children, what are you teaching your little children?
當你這樣做的時候，你的細路哥在你身邊，看著你成日吃肥豬肉，成日吃糖，吃甜品的時候，
well, we'll love sweets too. We'll love fatty foods too.
你的細路哥長大的時候，都好像你一樣，成日吃糖，吃肥膩的食物。
If you use crude language or insult people behind their backs,
當你在你的小孩的前面講別人的閒話，講一些很粗俗的說話，
you're teaching your little children to do likewise.
亦都是其實變相是教你的兒女學你這樣做。
That's why it's so important to teach them politeness, right? Positive speech.
你有沒有去教你的兒女怎樣叫有禮貌，怎樣才是正正經經的跟別人講說話呢?
We'll teach them well as they move on in society to speak well to others.
當你教你的兒女教得好的時候，他們可以社會上去行他們的路。
And when our children fail, we show them how to live by God's law, by God's grace.
而當我們的兒女有失敗的時候，我們有沒有教他怎樣在這個恩典之下，怎樣去接受這個失敗，去行下去呢?
Because as they grow, as they mature, just like us, we must pursue love and justice.
因為當他們成長的時候，他們都在這個世界上繼續去尋找這個愛，以及尋找這個公義。
Just a couple more examples. If a teenager misses her curfew by 5 minutes, maybe once, twice every couple of months, you can teach them about God's grace, flexibility, right?
譬如說你家裡要趕明檢中，要回到家的，但你的小孩在一兩個月裡試過遲了回家一次兩次，你可以做一件事，可以用這個有些彈性給一些
But if the violations are common, if they're severe, our discipline, teaching our children the importance of planning, importance of promise keeping is so important.
的時候，你可以去教他們怎樣去計劃他們的人生，怎樣樣樣東西去幫自己去安排好。
But parents, you're not alone, because every member here took a vow before God and said they would help you.
當我們當日去加入這個嬰兒堂的時候，當每一次有這個嬰孩洗禮的時候，我們每一個大人都說過，我們會彼此教導大家的兒女成長。
And God takes vows seriously.
而神對你當日作出這個承諾，祂看得很重要。
You promised before God and witnesses as you became a member. You promised those five questions. You promised to help.
當你當日加入教會的時候，問你那個五個問題，是很清楚、很認真的五個問題。
Vows and oaths taken before God and others should lead us to care for the little ones.
当我们答应了,
physical little ones.
当我们许诺去教导彼此的子女的时候, 神对这个的承诺也都看得很重要。
The Lord honors little ones. He says he points angels to watch over them.
神也都说过有这个天使去看顾我们。
Jesus said, see that you don't look down on these little ones, for I tell you, this is verse 10, that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven.
他说你们要小心,不可轻看这小子里的一个,我告诉你们,他们的使者在天上,常见我天父的面。
Again, that transition from child to little ones is purpose. Is a purpose of that as Jesus is speaking here, because little ones is not only physical child, spiritual child, anyone who's weaker or marginal.
当这里所讲的小子，唔单止系喺呢个年龄上边、身体上面嘅细路哥，亦都可以系一个喺属灵上边一个初信嘅人，或者系任何一个吓比你软弱嘅人。
Anyone who's down there in the lower orders of society.
They're
people who need your help. And Jesus says, the way you know you have true greatness is that you help them.
他说你真正的伟大，就是你愿意委身谦卑去帮助这些人。
That you're willing to engage people of at the bottom of the lower social status ladder.
你愿意去接触、去认识、去帮助那些在社会上边比你低微嘅人。
And he says, that's how you know you're really in my kingdom.
就是当你咁样做嘅时候，你系真正喺神嘅国里边。
Because that, according to Jesus, is true greatness.
呢个对于耶稣基督嚟讲系真正嘅伟大。
You're willing to take the lowest position.
你愿意去攞一个低微嘅身份。
You're willing to be servant of all.
你愿意去做众人嘅仆人。
Now what does that look like?
咁系点样样嘅咧？
Do you see? Did you see verse 5? Jesus says, and whoever, this is slide 5, Teddy, and whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
他说每一个去欢迎这个奉神的名去欢迎这个小子的就是欢迎我一样。
And what Jesus means is this, if I'm at the center of your life and you understand me and you know what I've done for you, your attitude towards others should be humble.
他说如果我是你生命的中心，如果你说我所做的事 是你的根据的时候，你究竟对待其他人是怎么样的呢？
If you truly understand the gospel,
如果真的明白这个福音的时候,
you can't despise anyone.
你不可以去看低任何一个人。
You can't look down on these little ones.
你不可以看笑一个比你低微的人。
Now every society has a structure, right?
每一个社会都有它的结构。
And you have people at the top, you have people in the middle, and you got people at the bottom.
有上流、有中流，或者是这个社会的低层的人。
And one of the problems of every society is how do you keep the socio-economic classes together?
你怎么将在社会上不同阶层的人，无论在社会和经济上，将他们连在一起，将他们团结在一起呢？
How do you get people from different spectrums of life to work together?
你怎么令到在社会上，在不同阶层，在不同地方的人，都可以一起去为这个社会团结呢？
How do you bridge the gap between all these segments of society?
在每一个阶层之间，他们的空隙，你怎么去将它填在一起呢？
Because we have to. We are a community. In order to function as a society, you need that cohesiveness.
但我们如果令到这个社会可以去延续下去的时候，我们需要这样做，我们需要去建这条桥梁。
If he's a history expert, he's a social studies teacher. If you ask any historian, what's a demise? What's the demise of any culture, any society? They will tell you when there's a great divide between the wealthy and the poor.
咁喺社會上面，歷史上面睇到，當啊喺社會上面有一個好大嘅一個分裂啊，當有一個階層之間唔能夠連接嘅時候，呢、這個社會會有好大嘅問題。
That's the demise of a society. You can look it up in history books. Every society that is crumbled, middle class was eliminated.
咁當每一個國家開始去崩潰嘅時候，喺中間喺中層嘅中產階級，佢哋會完全嘅消失。
And so, how do you promote involvement between cultures, between socio-economic levels?
咁我點樣去推動嚇唔同嘅人一齊團結埋一齊咧？
Well, you have to pinpoint the problem.
你去第一睇到個問題喺邊度？
The problem lies in attitudes.
第一就話究竟人怎樣去看其他人呢?
If you think you deserve what you have, if you think that, you think people owe you.
如果你覺得啊，人哋好似係撐咗你嘅時候，
you see, you'll say, I deserve it.
或者你覺得我係應該有一啲嘢嘅時候，
you won't say, I owe anything to society. I got it.Myself.
我冇欠咗呢個社會任何一樣嘢，係我自己靠我自己雙手得到呢一切嘅嘢。
I produced the wealth. I produced the power.
係我自己白手興家，係我建立我自己嘅事業。
I have a right to it.
我有呢個嘅權利去擁有呢一切。
If
如果
you believe that, you will look down.On everyone else.
如果你有咁嘅心態嘅時候，你自自然然會睇唔起其他人。
Anyone else who doesn't have these things that you have, you will look down on them.
嗰啲你有，人哋冇嘅，你會睇低嗰啲冇嘅人。
And that's why Jesus in the Bible says, your status, your talents, your abilities, your successes, your gifts are from God.
所以耶穌基督話：你所有嘅，無論你嘅身份、你嘅地位、你嘅財富，全部都係從神而嚟。
That's why the Bible says you owe everything to God。
佢話你乜嘢嘢，其實你欠嘅，你欠咗神。
And therefore, it's not unreasonable for God to command you to be obedient to Him and to live for Him。
當你咁睇嘅時候，神要求你去服從佢，去跟隨佢，係一個毫無意義嘅事。
Because what fosters humility? What will give you humility? A proper understanding of reality.
點樣可以令到我哋有呢個謙卑呢？我哋能夠有我哋嘅謙卑，就係當我哋真係明白呢個社會嘅情況係點樣樣嘅時候。
According to the Bible, your position in life, your talent,Your spot in the world, your successes are gifts from God.
我哋所有嘅身份、地位、財富，全部都係其實神所俾我哋嘅禮物。
It's not something you deserve, but you have it.
唔係一樣話，其實你覺得你自自然然、理所當然，你應該會有嘅一樣嘢。
And if you don't come to grips with that truth, then and only then will you look at people, and especially the little ones, and say,I'll get involved.
當你見到有咁嘅事嘅時候，見到其他人，見到有多小孩子嘅時候，你會唔會話你想願意去參與呢？
Because every society that wants to continue and wants to exist needs to have people at the top, to some degree, not despising the little ones.
要任何一個社會去延續落去嘅時候，都要係喺呢個頂層裏邊嘅人，佢願意。去參與去服侍。
Otherwise, there's no social cohesion. Society will fall apart.
如果唔係嘅時候，個社會就慢慢嘅兩極就會喺崩潰。
The humble don't compare themselves to others.
一個真正謙卑嘅人唔會將自己同埋其他人作出比較。
If you compare yourself always to someone else, you're going to look good.
當你好中意去同人哋比嘅時候，你會覺得好沾沾自喜。
Because you can always find someone worse than yourself.
因為你永遠都會揾一個比你差嘅人嚟去比較佢。
But the gospel doesn't teach us to make excuses.
但圣经唔系咁样教我哋去揾呢个藉口出嚟。
The gospel teaches us to confess sin.
圣经就系叫我哋去将对我哋嘅罪，我哋去认罪。
The gospel teaches us to ask for forgiveness.
我哋去求神去宽恕我哋。
Notice Jesus doesn't say wait for God to humble you.
唔系去等神去谦卑你。
It says we must humble ourselves and become like little children.
佢话你要去自我嘅谦卑，谦卑到好似呢个小孩子一样。
If you hope to belong to God's kingdom,
如果你系真正想属于一个属灵嘅群体嘅时候。
The humble see themselves as they are before the living God. They see reality.
一个谦卑嘅人，佢好清楚喺神嘅面前，佢嘅身份系点样样。
They know what God sees when God looks at us.
当佢好清楚知道，当神去望我哋嘅时候，究竟要望到我哋系点样样。
They're not easily deceived in thinking, oh, if I look at person A and look at person B over there, I'm much better.
你唔系话啊，你睇下路人甲或者路人乙啊，我比佢哋好。
They plead for God's grace because they see reality. They've come to faith in Jesus Christ.
佢哋去求神嘅恩典去帮助佢哋。
And they become humble.And then God lifts them up high.
佢哋喺神嘅面前去谦卑，神就将佢哋去高升。
And Jesus spells this out in this text. He says that's the path to eternal life.
呢个就系走永生前面嘅路。
And he says that path is immensely liberating for you.
佢话其实当你去行呢条路嘅时候，你对于每一个人嚟讲都一个个人嘅解决。
Then you can be yourself.You don't need to pretend that you're better than anyone.
点解系一个个人嘅解脱咧？就话你唔需要将自己去扮成其他人，你做翻你自己，行呢条路就可以。
And then you don't need to comfort yourself by condemning others.
你唔需要去踩人哋，去令到你自己吓得到安慰。
Because you've humbled yourself.
因为你喺神嘅面前，你已经自卑。
And you've become humble towards others.
因为你对其他人，你都有呢个谦卑。
Obviously, this characteristic of humility is very important in a gospel-centered community.
在这个福音的群体里面，谦卑是很重要。
And that's why the analogy that Jesus uses here is so important. How you see things, that's the eye, right? It affects others.
因为你在眼里面，你怎么看其他人，其实都影响到你自己。
And what you do, the hands, right, affect others.
你的手做过什么事都会影响到其他人。
And how you use the feet, how you walk, how you run, affects others.
你怎么去行你的路啊，也都会影响到其他人。
And that's why Jesus implores you here to guard yourself as a means of guarding all.Guarding the little ones.
佢曾提醒我哋话：第一，你要保守你自己，亦都要保守喺你身边嘅人。
You know, when Jesus first said this in Matthew 5, he was talking about sexual sin in the Sermon on the Mount.
喺呢个嘅马太福音第五章，佢先讲到就话喺登山宝训里边，去提醒啲人要喺呢个嘅性嗰方面嘅小心。
But here he expands.
但慢慢将呢个嘅题目讲阔咗。
He expands it to every imaginable sin.
而佢跟住讲到就系每一样你可以想象到嘅罪。
And he asks you this morning.
今晨佢问你一个问题。
Do you easily lose your temper?
你咪好容易去发脾气咧。
Do you rush to judgment?
你咪好容易好快对人哋作呢个嘅判断咧。
Do you overstuff your stomach?
是不是你很多时候吃到肚乱肠肥呢
?Do you gossip?
你有没有在人的后面讲人的坏话呢
?Do you hoard money?
有没有你是去自己去累积很多财富呢
?Do you overlook the unimportant?
你有没有去看不起那些不重要的人呢
?Cut it off and cut it out.
他说在今天你要将这一切的事去斩断它。
Cut off the pride.
将这个的骄傲去拿走
Cut off the lust
将你的情欲去拿走
Cut off the sloth
当你去有多的东西去拿走
Cut off the anger
将你的愤怒去移开
And the greed and the envy and the gluttony
將你嘅貪、你嘅貪婪啊、你嘅嫉妒，全部去拎走佢。
And he gives the reason why. In verse 9, right?
個原因就喺第九節。
Because it's better for you to enter life with one eye than two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire.
佢話過：你只有一隻眼進入永生，強如有兩隻眼被丟在地獄的火裡。
Because these things endanger the lives of the little ones.
因為呢啲事會令到嗰啲小子，令到佢哋叛倒。
The little children.
無論係小孩子。
Those who are babes in Jesus Christ.
或者初信嘅人。
The new believer.
新信嘅人。
And those who are of low esteem in society.
或者喺社會上邊比你低微嘅人。
He says, take it seriously. Guard your heart.
他說要對這一件每一件事去小心，去保守你的心。
Know that you can easily fall into sin, and you do.
他說你很容易跌入罪的裡面。
Oh, don't ignore the weak, the lowly around you.
他說不要去看，去漠視在你身邊比你軟弱的人。
You see, it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that you become like a little child.
他說你需要神的聖靈去幫助你在神的裏面去做一個小孩子。
Or, as Jesus started his Sermon on the Mount, poor in spirit.
或者好像在這個的登山寶訓裏面說，他說謙卑的人有福了。
Well, with that power of the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word, you can now say to God, Lord, I need you. I need to be saved.
靠住神的灵同嘅话语，令到今日你可以喺神嘅面前话：主啊，我需要你。
And I'm saved。
系我因为你嘅缘故，我可以得救。
Only by your grace。
系唯有靠住你嘅恩典。
If you gave me what I deserved, I'd be lost。
佢话你啊，冇俾到我，如果冇咗你嘅时候，我就会失丧。
So Jesus, please save me。By your grace.
主啊，求你用你嘅恩典去拯救我。
Then you'll become great.
咁你就喺神嘅面前被看为大。
Because Jesus says that is true greatness.
呢个只系真正嘅伟大。
That you're servant of all.
你系喺成为众人嘅仆人。
You have to see who really is the greatest in the kingdom for this to happen.
係要喺呢個嘅獨靈嘅團體裏邊，要有咁嘅事去發生。
Who is the greatest? Who became the lowest in the kingdom of God?
咁喺神嘅國裏邊，邊個係認為係偉大，邊個至認為係低微咧
？Well, did you notice at the end of the, I think it's verse 12 to 14, Jesus again changes the analogy. He changes the analogy. Children, little ones. What does he use next? Sheep.
跟住喺最后嘅十二到十四节里边，神又用咗另一个例子，用咗羊去代表。
Again, you gotta wind back to Jesus' day. Sheep were even of less value than children.
佢讲到，你睇到就话羊比人系更加嘅系无价值。
Yet Jesus says, God is like a shepherd.
佢话神好似一个牧羊人
，who If even one lost sheep was lost, he would go and find him.
佢話就算係有一百隻羊走咗一隻，佢亦都會去揾嗰只失喪嘅羊出嚟。
Do you see what he's saying there in the latter part of that, those verses, verses 12 to 14?
喺佢最後嘅經文，佢點講咧？
He changes the analogy to sheep because sheep is an analogy in the Bible for the believer.
在聖經裏面，羊很多時候代表了這個基督徒。
And how did God go after us, the lost sheep?
那神怎麼去尋找這個失喪的羊呢？
He became one. The ultimate shepherd became like a lamb, a sheep.
耶稣基督他自己做了这个羔羊
to be slaughtered.
他被一个宰杀的羔羊
on a cursed cross.
是在这个十字架的上面
He was lost, and no one, no one was looking for him.
当佢去为我哋去失丧嘅时候，冇一个人去寻找佢。
That's why he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以点解耶稣基督喺十字架上佢话：我的主，我的神啊，你为何离弃我
？No one rescued him.
冇人去拯救佢。
There was no redemption for him.
对佢嚟讲冇任何嘅拯救。
Why?
点解咧
？Because he took your place. Took your place.
因为佢
on the cross.
佢喺呢个十字架上边去取代咗我哋嘅位置。
He died for your sins because he was sinless.
佢为到你嘅罪，虽然佢自己无罪，佢为到我哋死。
Jesus Christ, the highest of the highest.
The
lowest of the lowest.
但佢成为咗最低嘅。
Because he's the greatest in the kingdom.
唯有佢系喺呢个啊神嘅王国里边最大嘅一个。
And when you see him through faith doing that,
当你见到好似佢一样咁样样去做嘅时候
，you can turn to others, no matter who they are.
我哋亦都可以好似神咁样样去做。
And you can say, "I can serve you because my King became servant of all."
我可以咁样做，因为我嘅王都作咗众人嘅仆人。
And he loves me.
佢爱我。
And has proven that in the giving of his son.
喺佢将佢嘅儿子为我牺牲嘅上边，去咁样做。
I remember that, so therefore I.Can serve even you.
我记得呢样嘢嘅时候，亦都好使我可以咁样做。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我感谢你嘅话语。
And we do ask for your help to seal it into our hearts.
我求你都将呢啲事印喺我嘅心嘅上边。
Because naturally, left to ourselves, we won't become like little children who are humble.
我哋靠自己唔能够去成为一个谦卑嘅小孩。
But we'll remain wallowing in our pride.
我哋好多时候去喺自己嘅骄傲里边去过活。
So help us for the betterment of our society, Lord, to see that we need this humility.
我哋需要呢个嘅谦卑。
We need it to enter the kingdom.
我哋需要咁样样进入你嘅国。
And we need it to serve one another.
我哋需要咁样样去彼此嘅服侍。
Oh Lord.May your miracle of salvation happen here.
我需要你嘅奇迹。
May we see many who are willing to serve even the lowest here.
让我哋都可以睇到，我哋需要服侍系最卑微嘅人。
We pray, Lord, that your power and your might would be seen in that way.
我哋祈祷你嘅伟大可以咁样样见到。
May you move mightily here in Grace Church this year.
求你去帮助音乐堂嘅今年嘅成长。
Help us, Lord, to be a better gospel community.
做一个更加好嘅福音团体。
Where we would be servants of all.
去可以成为众人嘅仆人。
We ask that in the name of Jesus.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.